anxious button.
Gladly.
All right, here we go. Well, Scott Randall is with us from the Peninsula Fiber, and we had an announcement on Friday about some, well, big news, actually. And I'll just let Scott, how are you doing, first of all?
I am very good, thank you. Glad to talk to you today.
Yes, sir. Well, let's just kind of delve into it and what the plans are for this expansion of service in the UP. A lot of infrastructure has to be built here, hey?
It does. It's really a great day for the state of Michigan. The federal government had allocated about $1 billion to help facilitate what's called middle mile broadband projects. And Michigan was one of the few states that actually received an award. And that was through Peninsula Fiber Network and also a partner company, which is another Michigan company by the name of 123 Network. We received word this past Friday that the federal government had granted us a little over $61 million to help build this broadband internet infrastructure. It's very exciting for Michigan because it's going to help us really deal with some issues we have in our state for internet service. Not only will it help folks that can't get internet at their homes or perhaps have internet, but it's at a very slow speed, this will help facilitate other internet service providers being able to fill that digital divide.
So does it pay for, more towers, you know, more, for lack of a better word, you know, more substations, whatever the term is, to get that closer, or is it actually laying fiber?
Yes and yes. So think of it as Peninsula Fiber Network really operates like the interstate highway system for Michigan for internet. We connect other internet service providers. We connect cell towers. We connect the other companies that deliver services to homes and to businesses. So what this project will allow us to do is, if you think, a big part of this project is connecting the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula. Today, the only fiber optic cable that does that traverses the Mackinac Bridge. If something were to happen to that bridge, or just like anyone traveling will tell you, sometimes it gets backed up and congested. Sometimes they have to shut it down because of weather and what have you. The same thing happens from time to time with internet services over that bridge. So one part of this grant is an underwater cable that will be placed from Gulliver to Beaver Island and from there to Charlevoix and eventually on to Gaylord. That will help alleviate the congestion on that one existing cable over the bridge, but also it provides some security and redundancy because if something were to happen to that old existing cable, this is another route for internet traffic to get to where it needs to get to. This will help drive down costs for internet service providers that want to connect homes and businesses. And on the whole, it's just a great thing for our state.
And last question is what's the timetable here, Scott?
So the federal grant requires us to be finished within 5 years. We have already started some design work and some preliminary work. We expect we're probably 2 to 3 years before the first customers will realize the benefit of this, but we do not think it's going to take us a full 5 years to complete the project.
Well, indeed, great news. I could tell you my mom and dad live in a place where they're still on dial-up, and believe me, when I go over there, I went over for Father's Day yesterday. I was like, "Oh my gosh, how do you deal with this being how the internet, how your internet is?" So I'm sure they'll be happy about that, and a lot of people will be too. It's important, right? Not just for, you know, going entertainment wise, but it's important economically. A lot of people work over the internet, myself included.
They absolutely do. And I think if I can just share one thing, you know, we've had some challenges as a country and as a state. And what's really great about this is this was a bipartisan effort. The Republicans and the Democrats got together in Washington, D.C. and decided this was a good cause that everybody could support. And Governor Whitmore, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist, all of our state of Michigan congressmen and women also joined together in support of this, and they helped this money be directed to the state of Michigan. So it's a win-win for everybody, and again, it's just a really, really great day for Michigan.
Well, Scott, thanks a lot for this. I know we'll be speaking again as the project moves on and kind of get some updates from you as we move along. We appreciate the news today, and I can tell you that there's a lot of people here in the UP that are going to like hearing this news.
Awesome, Jack. Thank you for your time today.